Yeah, I fell down my basement stairs and almost broke my neck. I mean, the entire flight of stairs from the top, tumbling down, 20 of them, ass over elbows. And I'm talking like cheap, old, like hard, sharp, splintery fucking wooden stairs, you know? Yeah, so some asshole left their windbreaker draped on them. Yeah, it's dark down there. It's like a fucking dungeon. So I sort of stopped. I'm walking down. I sort of like saw something out of the corner of my eye. Saw something out of place on there, and I'm like, all right, I try to like step around him, step over it, you know. I'm like, I don't know what that is. I'm just gonna step over it, and then fucking yeah, my foot caught a piece of it, and you know, then I step on it with all my fucking weight, and it was just like fucking stepping on ice, and yeah, as I start falling, it becomes slow motion, and yeah, my first thoughts, fucking, you know, I was like, all right, I'm falling, but I just fall on my ass, you know, I slip down like one stair at my feet, my ass fall on my ass, and you know, it's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt my ass. You know, I'm gonna fucking just fall flat. And but you know, I'll take the hit, and that'll be it. And fucking whatever. Oh well, I'm fucking have a sore ass. That's fine. Not the first time that happened. But yeah, then I'm fucking like, all right, I'm sliding down on my ass a few steps, and my body starts to roll, and it just starts like turning, and I start fucking rolling the long way, and you know, I'm just thinking like, all right, well that didn't work. I didn't stop myself like that. So. Let's try put it out. Just try to grab a fucking stair and, you know, just, you know, hold on and, do it that way with my arm. So, you know, put out an arm and put out an arm to stop myself, and my forearm fucking slams on, slams like off of a step, just fucking hits it and fucking slams off. And it's like, all right, keep going. Like I keep rolling and just fucking like, all right, that's not happening. So, yeah, now it's just momentum. There's nothing I can do to stop myself. Just have to try and keep my head from fucking cracking open on one of the fucking stairs. Yeah, I'm just like shifted my weight. So, you know, each fucking step I hit, I'm like, fuck, dude, I just make sure I don't fucking crack my head open. I managed to do that. I mean, I was fucking like, all right, fucking my head's fine. I'm fucking get towards the bottom, and I slammed into the fucking cement wall at the bottom, which had a, then, you know, leaning up against that wall was just a big fucking old, heavy oak table. It was like disassembled. It was, you know, leaning up on that, on the wall, and fucking just crash into that and fucking just like sit there for a second. And one of the legs, that was, you know, just off the table, kind of like sitting on top of the table. Yeah, that comes off as, you know, as I hit it, and just, it's basically like a giant fucking wooden club, you know, a big fucking table, like that, that falls down, fucking hits me, fucking nails me in the knee and shit. And just fucking, and just like a little bonus, little extra, trophy there for me. And yeah, so I stay on the ground for, I was just like sitting there for a little bit, just thinking like, man, dude, I've got to be fucking like, after that shit, dude, like, I got to be like seriously fucked up. Like I really fucking just took it there. And yeah, I'm like, all right, so fucking sit there. Like, all right, I'm going to stand up. I'm going to be all sorts of fucked. Yeah, then I try to stand up, and my I was like, dude, yeah, my legs, like, fucking one of my legs is probably broken, or I, whatever, but punctured a lung, or fucking, like, broke a rib or some shit. Like, this isn't gonna be fucking good. And, I get up, I look myself over, and it's just, like, my legs are all fucking scraped up and shit. You know, I have a Leatherface tattoo on one of my shins. And, yeah, it's all, my legs are all fucking scarred and shit. And it's just, yeah, the leg with the fucking Leatherface tattoo, the shin, you know, the Leatherface, like his mouth is just like dripping blood, but you know, which is pretty badass. So I'm not gonna lie about that. So it looks pretty fucking cool. I'm like fucking like then I look my other foot, and yeah, there's a huge chunk of skin hanging off one of my big toes. I'd say like a good quarter of the tip, maybe, just completely skinned, like skinned raw. The fucking flap of skin's hanging off of it and shit. I'm looking at that. I'm like, well, that's going to start bleeding pretty bad, and I just don't know what the fuck to do. Like, how do you fix that? You know, how do you fix like hanging, like giant flap of fucking hanging skin? So I'm like, all right, whatever, man. If I just go upstairs and just fucking like, all right, I guess I'll just pour some hydrogen peroxide over it, and then I slapped a bunch of fucking band-aids on there and wrapped it up in scotch tape, and I don't know what else I could do. I'm like, well, hopefully the fucking skin grows back there eventually. I think I should be, I think I should be that, like, that's pretty bad. But I was like, dude, I think I should have been like way more fucked up than I ended up being. Thankfully I'm pretty sure I had a small stroke of some type, or like nerve damage or some shit at some point in my life, because it's like, I don't really feel much anymore. You know what I mean? Like physically, emotionally, I'm a fucking wreck. But yeah, but just so, yeah, I have to fucking stop recording every 5 minutes or so because I start sobbing uncontrollably. I just gotta like cut it together, for no reason. Just fucking start crying. Just stop the fucking recording, and then I tape it, cut it together. It does make the edit incredibly time consuming, but you know, whatever, you gotta do what you gotta do. This is the Grunt Free Press podcast, as I fucking stumble over every fucking word already. Episode 146. It's about video games and falling downstairs, I guess. I'm Absolute Deicide, and yeah, my second thought after that incident, like after fucking falling down the stairs and shit, it's like, all right, well, I'm not fucking paralyzed, and I'm like, all right, I'm okay, I guess I'll survive. But then I'm like, fucking man, it's too bad. Like nobody got that on tape. Like, you know, nobody fucking recorded the video of that, because yeah, it'd be fucking hilarious to watch that shit. Like, I'd probably fucking post it up on www.gruntfreepress.com, and it would by far be the most popular, most viewed content on there. I mean, I'd fucking watch that shit like on a fucking loop for days. Be like a fucking, again, like a cartoon fucking somebody falling down the fucking stairs and slipping, like, whoa, and fucking just going. Podcast at Grunt Free Press, that's the email address. And if you have any fucking cartoonish fucking pratfall stories, send them in there. Especially if you weren't as lucky as I was and you ended up fucking like a quadriplegic or something like that. And I mean, that'd be even funnier. Yeah, because then I really know you have fucking nothing better to do with your time except listen to shit like this and send in emails. But I guess you couldn't really, if you're quadriplegic, you couldn't really type in that case, but you could use like text-to-speech or something, I guess. Dragon, is that what they use? Dragon's the, is that the program? If you can still see, I guess, if you're one of those sighted people. We're on Vimeo and YouTube. And yeah, I mean, I tried doing other shit too. I tried posting to fucking Gab and Minds, or retardedminds.com. That's where I'm going. I couldn't figure those out. The two fucking the videos are too long, or the fucking it's telling me it's the wrong format or some shit on like Gab, and I don't know. I'll look into it, but I'm not gonna sweat it, because again, nobody fucking really looks at that shit or listens to it over there. It's not a very exciting video either, so just the logo and the sound, so whatever. We're getting fucking I get some copyright claims on YouTube too, but yeah, I looked at those, it's fucking just like, you know, open up the video and say, oh, it's claimed fucking content, but it's claims for the music, obviously, not the fucking, and yeah, I mean, they're just like claims. They're not like strikes, which that basically just means I have to like acknowledge that I'm using other people's music, and I can't monetize the videos. It's like oh, you have to, you know, acknowledge that, you know, this is fucking whatever. So it's like, yeah, dude, like no fucking shit. You know what I mean? It's like I put the fucking music credit, the credits for the music and the fucking description of the videos. I'm not fucking like hiding anything. I'm not trying to pull a fucking fast one, claim I fucking wrote like War Pigs or something. Like, oh yeah, that was me. It's a new fucking song I wrote. Yeah, I don't even have fucking monetization fucking set up at all on my channel either. So it's just like, I don't know why they're like, oh, you can't monetize this. Like, yeah, no shit. But yeah, that's fine. I mean, that seems fair to me. I mean, I know people are like fucking like, oh, YouTube, blah, 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 like getting all pissed off with them. But I just put a fucking, licensed fucking music, and I'm not fucking trying to make money off of it, so whatever. And again, it seems all right for now. I mean, we'll see what happens. Get like a couple hundred hits or something, you know, something crazy like that, and they might be like, oh, dude, you can't do this. So I don't know. Let's cut the horseplay out and get right into the games for once. You know, these intros, especially the ones where I fuck myself up. I mean, listen to them. I know it's pure agony. Like the game, agony. And yeah, I've been looking forward to agony for a while. I mean, I've brought it up a couple times before. I know it's been delayed a few times. I think it was originally was supposed to come out in October of last year, I want to say. But yeah, now it's coming out on May 29th, with a few changes. There's some censorship going on there, which is, you know, that's our favorite topic here, I think. Anything about censorship and especially related to games, of course, got to talk about it. So a couple things I didn't know about the game, about Agony. Just checking out. I mean, I haven't really even looked that close into it. I mean, I just kind of saw it and fucking, you know, on those lists of like, oh, I have some horror games you should watch, and it's always fucking Agony and shit. And there's a couple things I didn't know about it. It just looked like a cool, like, hellish horror game, which is enough to sell me in most cases. Again, I'm just fucking like, there's not too many of those that come out besides, like, you know, indie fucking real low budget. There's kind of like Steam trash games. I guess it was being sold as, what they were saying is, like, oh, it's the most disturbing game of all time. And it was on Kickstarter, which I didn't even know about. And like, I guess for the campaign, like, that was like what they were pushing. Like, that was the tagline, you know, most disturbing game of all time and shit, which, that doesn't really mean much. Usually I've heard that plenty of times, you know, before. It's kind of like the old, a lot of the old horror movies and shit. They were like, oh, you know, this movie's not for the faint of heart, or, you'd see news stories about people like fainting and vomiting when they saw that, and they had to be fucking taken from the theater to, you know, to the hospital because they had a fucking heart attack or whatever. It was just fucking basically marketing bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, like God of War is fucking groundbreaking one-shot camera, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, okay, yeah, maybe, but it's just, you know, again, it's just kind of like marketing garbage. But it still remains to be seen just, you know, how fucked up the actual game is going to be. But they hit some kind of nerve with the ESRB because they were going to put it out, like, what they had, what they were going to release. They were looking at a adults-only rating if they didn't cut out some of the content in Agony. So, there's something there, you know what I mean? Something a little bit out of the ordinary is there anyway. Which isn't saying much nowadays, but So I guess none of the consoles are going to get the original version. They're not going to be able to get the adults-only game on there. So, what they did was they shifted some camera angles around. So I guess there's like some super real fucking like gory or disturbing shit happening, like, you know, people getting killed or what. I don't know exactly what it is. So they had to like kind of put it off screen, which is, that's shitty, but it's certainly not the first time something like that has happened where it's, you know, they just fucking, it's like, all right, it's just getting us into some fucking trouble here, but, you know, with the fucking ESRB, so they just put, you know, make the camera fucking go off screen, or they blur shit, like, like Manhunt 2, I remember they had to censor the kills in that, they fucking blurred everything out or some shit, or same thing with the Punisher, or the Punisher game that was on PS2 and Xbox. They didn't want, you know, they, I mean, you effectively whether you want to or not, I mean, you just can't. I don't think like Microsoft and Sony and shit will even let you have like a adults only game on their consoles. So, you know, they have to fucking change it just for that. Otherwise, they're not going to sell anything. So, but the good news is it's coming out on PC. Where that shit doesn't even matter. So, you know, well, it sucks if you're playing on a console. You can't get the real version. You know, there's just like no way around it. Yeah, they're gonna have what they're gonna do is they're selling the like pretty much like the console version, like the censored version on PC, like the mature, you know, the M-rated game they'll sell on PC. But then there's like, oh, you know, but there's an optional patch that you can download if you want, which unlocks the uncensored version, you know, like the adults only version. So you know, there's a sneaky little workaround there, I think. Yeah, I'm interested to see just how bad it gets, but yeah, I'm going to be my usual fucking pessimistic piece of shit self and just say it's going to be fairly tame, probably. Like, it's like yeah, whatever, you know, somebody gets their head ripped off, or, you know what I mean, just, it's probably nothing like that big of a deal. Just fucking, again, it's probably the ESRB was fucking looking at the Kickstarter or some shit and just saw, like, oh, do you say it's going to be the most fucking disturbing game of all time? Well, we're going to fucking adults only, like, whatever. Probably not that bad. Yeah, the last time, like, something similar like that came up that I remember was fucking, like, Outlast 2 was going through a lot of that shit, which is, I mean, Outlast 2 is a pretty good game, but it's just fucking, you know, I was fucking like, oh man, you know, it was just fucking too, really fucking, too much there, or whatever. Like, I think the same thing, like, it was going to get an adults only rating, and they were saying, like, oh no, we didn't really, like, cut anything out, though, like, everything's still there, kind of. And it wasn't really, you know, I didn't think Outlast 2 was really that bad. Like, it wasn't that out there with the gore and the violence and shit, but, yeah, with Agony, we'll see. Fucking, May 29th, which is good. I mean, I'll still be on my vacation then. Yeah, my vacation, fucking the end of May, I'm looking at fucking State of Decay 2, fucking Detroit, Become Human, Agony. Yeah, looking to be a good fucking week for gaming there. So, I mean, I was debating on whether or not to take a little field trip or not and go to Manhattan. But I don't know. I don't know. It's like, as I was thinking about it, like, I'm just like, I don't know exactly what I would do there. I mean, video game wise or otherwise, really. I'm not a fucking city person. I fucking hate cities, but I don't know. I guess there's some sort of like pinball museum there or something. I'm sure there is like plenty of shit, like even like game related shit to do there, of course. But you know, that's the one I always hear about from my brother and fucking, like, you know, other people go up there, like fucking, like, oh no, dude, you love the fucking pinball museum and shit. But I don't know, I'm not even that fucking big into pinball. Like, I don't know. Like, if you can even consider that, if you can even consider pinball to be fucking video games anyway, right? Probably not. It's just fucking mechanical, like physical shit. And yeah, and fucking real pinball tables can be a fucking disaster if they're not like upkept, like upkeeped. If the upkeep isn't there, you know, if they're not fucking taken care of, the pinball machines, they get all fucking like dinged up and shit, and they play like garbage. But, you know, but plus I suck at pinball too. It's probably, you know what I mean. So I don't know. If I do go down there, I might have to stop by a couple. Thinking about stopping by a compound or two, depending on the day. I don't know. We'll see. It's like a month away, but yeah, dude, it's fucking like, just like, I just can't wait in general just for a fucking vacation, because I fucking need one. But you know, it's really gay. Not even really gay, but I guess. But I just found it fucking embarrassing. You know, just how nerdy and like cringy it was. And that's saying a lot coming from me. I usually don't get fucking, you know, I don't give a shit, but yeah, Blizzard support is pretty cringy. Yeah, I get an email. It's a random fucking email with like an authentication code for my account, like to access it. Like, and when you log into your battle.net account or whatever the fuck it is now, like the fucking the Blizzard launcher there. It's like, you know, if you haven't logged in a while, they send these codes to you, and it's, you know what I mean, it's like a email authentication thing. It's like, all right, well, here's this code you have to plug in to just, you know, make sure it's you or whatever, make sure your account didn't get hacked and it matches up with the email. Yeah, and I wasn't So it's like, you know, I wasn't trying to fucking log in to play anything on the Blizzard fucking launcher, but I get fucking sent a code anyway. So I'm just like, all right, that's kind of weird. So, you know, what does that mean? I mean, should I be worried about that? Like, is somebody trying to get in there or what? Or I don't know. So yeah, I sent, you know, it was my fucking like email hacked or whatever. I don't know. So I sent a fucking support ticket to them. And again, fucking customer support stories in general are always fucking great. You know, I always have a fucking great time with contacting customer support. So yeah, I get a response from Blizzard, and fucking man, just the fucking the wording that they use. I mean, they've got to be fucking like joking with that shit, right? Like, it's fucking embarrassing. Yeah, just check out how fucking geeky this is. This is fucking. A game master has resolved your ticket. It's just like, dude, a game master? Like, what am I fucking calling the fucking Nintendo helpline in fucking like 1990 or whatever? The email says fucking, oh, salutations, game master Kaichied, at your service. I understand you received a mysterious email. It would be my pleasure to assist you today. I'm just like, smiley face and shit. Just like, dude, Jesus Christ, dude, this is fucking ridiculous. I was like, fuck, you know, fuck me. Just fucking like, oh, use this handy guide to ensure the integrity of your account. If you have further questions, we will give you the utmost epic support possible. Smiley face again. It's like, dude, so I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? You know, so my account's fine is what you're saying? Like, you know, that's pretty much all you had to say. Just say that. It's like, hey, your account's all right. Like, don't worry about it. It's fucking garbage, dude. All I need. I mean, not some fucking sickeningly sweet fucking, you know what I mean, like 14-year-old fucking girl smiley face bullshit. And I don't know, it's just like, yeah, just reading that shit, it makes me want to fucking puke. And you don't need to fucking role play a fucking character, you know what I mean, when you're just doing fucking tech support. Or, you know, if you really are that lame, I don't know, dude, like fucking, I'd rather deal with a fucking autistic Indian guy that I can barely fucking understand than this fucking like, oh, I'm the game master. It's fucking like, Jesus fuck, man. God of War. You want to continue our journey through our deicide and parenthood journey? Last week I hope I made it clear that I really like fucking God of War. You know what I mean? I had a few fucking criticisms of it, but yeah, overall, I mean, for the first, like, 10, 15 hours I played, I'm like, damn, it's a really good game. But, yeah, after progressing further and further, just, you know, man, the scope of the game, like, you know, it's not at all what I fucking expected. Like, it's a fucking, like, really big fucking game, you know what I mean? Like, God of War is fucking huge, you know what I mean? I see, you know, as at the beginning there, I was, like, comparing, I'm like, oh, you know, it reminds me of the new... It reminds me of the new Tomb Raiders, which is, that's accurate to an extent. Just the way some of the little side missions and collectibles are set up, and, you know, it's fucking like, all right, well, here's, you know, you gotta find, like, you know, hit these fucking, like, runes to open a chest, or, like, you know, do this little fucking puzzle, like, in order to get to, like, one of the runes and shit, you gotta do, like, these, you know, different puzzles where you're, like, pulling levers and fucking, throwing your axe at fucking, you know, like fucking pull this fucking lever up and then throw a fucking thing to make it stick, and, you know, all that type of thing. This is kind of like the Tomb Raider tombs there, you know what I mean? You know, it's just like little puzzles you're solving to get resources, and you know, even like the way the game's structured, where it's kind of like a Metroidvania, you'll come across like some weird fucking contraption, or see a chest and like, oh, I can't get to it, but then later on you'll get like a tool or an ability that you can backtrack, like you can get past it and fucking if you want, it's like, all right, well, I can go back and fucking to where that chest I couldn't get to, I can fucking go back and get it. So I mean, yeah, that's what I was expecting there. It's like, it'll probably be like Tomb Raider length, like, well, maybe it'll be like 20-25 hours max, and the fucking, and that'll be it for the story. And again, if I was playing it how I usually play these types of games, where I'm fucking, you know, doing like the main side, you know, the major side quests, and going for the collectibles kind of, but not really being like anal about like 100%ing anything the game, you know what I mean? And then it's like, maybe after I finish the main story, I'll go back and do it. We're not going to just, you know, really fucking like kill myself getting like every little collectible in an area. But, you know, yeah, I'll do that, and I'll probably, the game will probably be down like 20, 25 hours or so. But, yeah, but God of War just keeps fucking like going and going. And, again, even playing it like that, you know what I mean? It's fucking, like RPG length, you know, easily like fucking 40 hours or so. I mean, I don't know how or if you can fucking check like the, time played, like how long you played a specific game on a PS4. But, yeah, I was like mainlining the game and fucking like every time I was thinking like, you know, I was just fucking just constantly playing, like all I was playing for that, for the week, pretty much at the beginning of the week. Anyway, I was just fucking like, you know, every hour of fucking gaming, just, all right, get to play God of War and just, yeah, I thought it was fucking, I'm like, God, it's gotta be like close to the end. And then like fucking like another like huge fucking area would open up. And it's not one of those deals where it feels like a bunch of like false endings, you know what I mean? Or it's not like fucking like, oh, it's so, oh, I'm almost done. And then fucking like, oh, we gotta be facing the last boss. And then fucking like, oh no, another fucking villain shows up the last second and it keeps going and shit. Like that shit pisses me off. You know, when the, story of the game is coming to an end, and then, and like, hey, yeah, that shit. I'm just fucking like, oh no, it was a little twist at the end. It's like, dude, I thought it was gonna be done. Like, I was all set to be like done, and it's like, go back and like do other shit or like move on. And then it's fucking like, oh no, here's the real villain of the game at the last fucking second. And then it just keeps going on. You know, hey, here's some other dipshit, and then it drags on for like fucking like whatever, like two more hours. It's just fucking like, it's like, guys, I'm not like, oh cool. It's like, oh, I was getting ready to go to bed, and now like whatever, dude. You know, now I'm pissed and I'm fucking tired and shit. But yeah, God of War is just a fucking epic game. I mean, I don't mean that in like the fucking meme-y, like casual faggot, like internet sense of like fucking, oh, that's epic, bro. I mean, it's like an epic story, like a Greek epic, you know, in the classical sense of the word. Hell yeah, like the Odyssey or the Iliad, Iliad. Yeah, it's one of those, it's just like, all right, one thing leads to another, which leads to another, and just like, you know, keeps going like that. And, so I guess it's fucking a Norse epic. I mean, kinda. Does that even exist? A fucking Norse epic? Does now. Even though I guess it would still be a Greek epic, because it takes place in the Norse mythology, but still like Kratos' story carrying on from before when he was in the fucking Greek realm there. So it's just like a continuation of that. So it still was a Greek epic, I guess. And yeah, I mean, I wasn't really that invested in the story at first. I didn't think it was that strong overall, really. It's just fucking like, you know, Kratos and his fucking kid's journey to take his wife's ashes to the top of the mountains. No, the highest mountain peak or whatever. And then it's fucking, it's like, all right, so what they're doing, then fucking, you know, roadblocks and hijinks ensue pretty much. And, you know, all of the, peripheral fucking stuff is just fucking like, oh, everything he's running into is just like an interpretation of fucking Norse mythology. And yeah, I mean, that's cool and all. And fuck, it's like, all right, cool. I like fucking that mythology and shit. But I'm like, yeah, it's not exactly fucking like groundbreaking, you know, just, it's like, oh, you know, the different realms, the fucking, the world tree, the world serpent, you know, the fucking different gods and shit. It's like, I've seen that a fucking million times before. You know what I mean? It's classic for a reason, obviously, but it's fucking like, oh yeah, it's just the same shit. It's just like, you know, how they interpret it and the tone of it and like the setting in general is fucking, again, it's fucking, I'm like, ah, it's fine. You know what I mean? It's not my favorite. It's kind of a little bit fucking like kiddie. You know what I mean? It's a little bit like PG-13, like Lord of the Rings fantasy type of deal. And like, you know, I like that stuff in general, but I was also thinking like, ah, it's a God of War game. And the, you know, again, the premises of like Kratos, like doesn't belong in that fucking in the realm or whatever. So it's, you know, he's from, again, he's still from like the Greek fucking myths and shit. So, what I wish they would have done if they're going to be like, all right, if they could have said, you know, have the world is how it is, if just fucking, you know, the high fantasy fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like that's fine. Okay. It's just more like, more like fantastical, you know what I mean, like whimsical type shit. If they're just fucking like, all right, if that's the world, that's fine. But even if they made like Kratos like a fucking like just like a brutal fucking monster that just like feels like completely out of place there, you know. No, again, he's already fucking murdered like another entire fucking pantheon of gods. You know what I mean? He's moved on, so it's like fucking like, oh, here's this place. It's kind of, again, it's a little more like lighthearted type of deal, and then fucking this fucking monster comes, is fucking brutalized, you know, it's fucking just gory. You know what I mean? Make him like shockingly fucking like violent type of deal. And instead, they kind of like toned him down and fucking made him more like grounded and shit. Yeah, which works. Again, it just kind of like bugged me. I'm just fucking like, oh, this is cool. But I mean, when fucking like Kratos like gets pissed or whatever, like, they made it like fucking like, oh, he goes into fucking rage mode and then just like gets like super fucking gory. But, you know, even if they're going for something more like realistic, I mean, like realistic for a game about fucking mythology and shit, even if they were doing that, I mean, yeah, they didn't want to go like, it's like, oh, that was like, oh, we don't want to do like an over the top like gore fest, you know what I mean, like of the other games type of thing. But I just suppose I wasn't really a fan. They pulled the cheap trick from like they do it with like the newest did it with the Halo 5 and fucking Gears 4 and shit. Whether they make the enemies that you fight are like fucking like robotic or they're alien or whatever. Yeah, you know, they're like brightly colored, fucking glowing. You know what I mean? They're just like glowing, fucking neon, and so is their blood and shit. So it's like fucking, you know, like Gears would be like, oh, it's a robot, and instead of blood, it's oil, and you know what I mean? Or like Halo is the same shit, like the Prometheans, and just fucking like, oh, it's like glowing, or like aliens of glowing blood, and yeah, they kind of do the same thing here. So it's like, oh, you know what I mean? It's like, oh, well, that's convenient to avoid, you know, too much fucking backlash for your game being fucking like violent, you know what I mean? It's like Super Nintendo, like Mortal Kombat sweat or whatever. So, you know, it's like God of War. It's like, oh, it's still fucking violent. Like, you're still like suplexing and fucking curb stomping people and shit. But, yeah, even when it's not like neon blood, like if it's like, you know, real fucking blood, it's just like, oh, it'll be like dark red, like almost like black. And yeah, again, not a lot of fucking like limb tearing or fucking decapitations or anything like that, or like, you know, just like disembowelings or nothing like that. Which is just again, I'm almost like for sure it's just to clamp down on fucking any like controversy and just make it safe for younger people or whatever, or like countries like fucking Australia or the UK where they'd fucking be like, oh no, well, you got to fucking censor this or, you know, whatever, it can't be that much or. So is it they're like, oh, we'll just play it like really safe, it seems like. Yeah, we'll get back to how the game made me cry after this. How's that sound? I mean, fucking yeah, that'll be fun. Fun for everybody. Yeah, so as a God of War, I'm even though I was like only like half-heartedly invested in the story, I mean, I'm just like, I'm just along for the. I mean, I didn't like hate it, but I'm just kind of along for the ride, really. I mean, I'll admit there was one particular part that just, yeah, it made me cry like a little faggot. I mean, manly tears, of course, but yeah, it was pretty, it was rough. Yeah, the kid, Kratos' kid, gets hurt or he's sick or whatever. I don't even remember which one, really. I mean, that's not what got me. It wasn't that the kid was fucking like hurt or he was dying or he was sick or whatever. Yeah, what wasn't the kid dying? Like, yeah, I didn't care about that. Spoilers, by the way, plenty of fucking spoilers coming up. But the kid's fucking dying. We'll say fucking Kratos needs to go to hell. I mean, the realm of hell to get the Norse Helheim or whatever. He's got to go to get some. Whatever, some fucking heart of some fucking MacGuffin to cure his kid. And again, I'm like, yeah, whatever. I'm fine. I'm fine. The kid's fucking like dying, but yeah. The catch is the axe that you've been using the entire game up until that point. It's not gonna cut it for what you need. Cut it. Yeah, I know. Goes to a witch, and the witch tells him, it's like, yeah, you need a weapon that's fucking hot enough to burn through the frozen wasteland of hell. Because Norse hell is cold, Helheim, which makes sense, as you know, they're up north. You know, it's like fucking what was that when the Catholic fucking priests went up to the Eskimos and tried explaining like how bad hell is. Like, oh, you're gonna burn the fucking fires of hell, and they're like, oh, that sounds amazing. They were all about it, like they loved it. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, that sounds great. How do we get to hell? Norse hell is fucking cold, and so yeah, I mean, there's nothing in the Norse realm that he's in that's like, you know what I mean, there's nothing that's hot enough that's capable of that of like facing the enemies there. You know, everything's too fucking cold or whatever. So yeah, you have to travel to another place, to Kratos's home. And the implication of that, of just, you know, if you don't get it, you know, you're going back to get fucking Kratos' chains, you know what I mean, from the original game, the Chains of Chaos. Yeah, and at first it's just fucking like, you know, I was thinking like, oh, cool, you know what I mean, I didn't fucking think they're gonna have any weapon in this game besides the axe, you know, and I didn't think they're gonna go to that point of bringing back the fucking chains, you know. It's just, you know, it's fucking amazing that they're going there. They're going to give you like an entirely new fucking moveset. Like halfway through the game, it's going to be the old chains and shit. That was going to be fucking great. So I was excited, but then the way it's fucking played out, like it's not like, you know, roar and fucking this, you know, starts fucking like screaming and he gets pissed and he fucking pulls the chain out of his chest or out of his ass or whatever. And it's like, oh, now he's fucking like angry fucking Kratos again. Now there's the chains. You take this fucking long silent boat ride back to his house, and he's just, he's going to fucking dig up the chains he fucking buried there. And yeah, it's, you know, just a long fucking boat ride down a fucking river, and just the camera's like circling around him, and he's just like sitting there like, you know, emotionless, and at some point like his dead fucking burnt wife just appears there, you know, just like sits next to him, just like starts like staring at him and shit, and just it's just like that quiet fucking like smoldering fucking anger, you know, but part, you know, anger, fucking sadness, and fucking, you know, loss. Like, he's just kind of like, you know what I mean? He's just, all he really had was his kid's fucking sick. Again, that didn't really bother me. It was just like everything, just not like the kid, just like him, of just fucking like, man, you know what I mean? Just he's being more or less forced to go and revisit his past. Like, literally he's gonna go dig up what he tried to fucking bury, and, you know, he was trying to play by the rules of where he was, and just, you know, be fucking as normal as he could be, and, you know, but he didn't really fucking belong in there, in the world that he was in. And it's like fucking like, well, now that's fucking over. He's just going back, like, you know what I mean? He's just gonna just back into fucking the fucking rage. You know what I mean? It's not, you know, it's not something he wanted to do or that he's looking forward to. It's definitely not going to be good for fucking him or fucking anybody involved. You know what I mean? It's just going to be a lot of fucking destruction. You know, he's at the fucking breaking point. He really has no fucking control over it. And, you know, and it was just like fucking like, well, here it comes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he is who he is. It's, you know, it's Kratos. You know what I mean? Still fucking like Kratos. And that's just fucking, you know, it's fucking just like gut punch. You know what I mean? It's fucking just tears fucking streaming down my face and shit. I mean, maybe I'm a fucking sociopath, but it's fucking like, that's like what really fucking just like hit home like hard, you know? It's like me, it's just fucking like, it's like, yeah, it just fucking reminds me of me a little bit. You know, it's like fucking me like trying to be like nice to people and try to fucking be nice in general and try to fucking like act normal. And then little by little, like, people try fucking taking advantage of that or like mistake. It's like, you're quiet or like you're shy or something like that. It's just fucking just like, dude, you have no fucking idea, dude. Like, it's like, shit can fucking escalate like real fucking quick. I have fucking no problem at all just fucking like destroying like everything around me, you know what I mean? And yeah, it's just fucking, it's just like, you know, here we go, you know, it's just fucking, it's like, oh, but I don't want to fucking do this shit, but again, at some point, don't really have a fucking choice now. It's just like that feeling of just fucking like, dude, I don't want to fucking do this shit really, but it's just fucking, here we go. You know what I mean? It's fucking, that fucking scene just nailed that. Maybe I'm a fucking psycho, but just, you know, seeing shit like that in a game, I mean, probably not a great thing to identify with, I guess, you know what I mean? But, oh well, you know, it is what it is. Just, you know, characters like that, fucking sociopaths, you know, it's like somebody fucking, like, wrote that, you know what I mean, like, so somebody envisioned a fucking, like, character that's as like, broken and, like, isolated as I am in real life, and just, like, you know, those are the ones, too, that fucking, you know, usually the faggot journalists, they're like, oh, this is so fucking unrealistic, or fucking, unlikable fucking characters, and those are the ones I fucking, like, identify with, you know what I mean, like, fucking, Kratos and fucking Master Chief or whatever. And they did the same kind of thing in, like, Halo 4, too, when they started developing Master Chief's character, where he's, you know, he was just this worn down, just like empty vessel that was just done with the bullshit, and then they fucking dropped that real quick, I guess, but too real for him, whatever. But yeah, that fucking boat ride, like that fucking scene was amazing. And that's when fucking shit, like, things started to, like, click, and it's like that, and, like, directly after that, when you get the change, it's like, dude, it's like, okay, like, now I see why people are saying, like, oh, it's one of the best games ever made, and fucking, oh, it's a masterpiece and shit, and you're fucking swinging the fucking chains around. It fucking feels great to have them back, and, you know, you're back to fucking, like, air launching people and fucking, you know, swinging them in fucking, like, wide arcs and shit, and it's fucking, it's really fucking impressive. Oh, they just added this fucking hidden new combat system just like halfway through the game, and they're fucking, again, they're kind of just bridging the difference between the new, like, more story heavy style they were going for, and then fucking, like, oh, it's like the old school, like, fucking mash buttons God of War, you know what I mean? It's like, dude, this is fucking cool as shit. Like, it's fucking, like, this is awesome. And yeah, you can switch between the axe and the fucking chain whenever you want from that point forward. Some enemies are more vulnerable to one or the other. So it's like, you know, fire enemies will be weak against the axe, with the, you know, the frost axe, and the ice ones will take more damage from the chains. And yeah, you know, then there's like shielded enemies you're supposed to just fight with your bare hands and shit. And then you have the kid you can always use, who has two types of arrows. He has like the electricity and like light or whatever, or like sun arrows and shit. You can manually switch between that too, like fucking whatever you want. So it does get pretty complicated, like the elemental shit. And yeah, there's a lot of like color coded indicators you're supposed to keep track of. Yeah, there'll be like arrows on screen showing you like where the enemies are off screen, and just a bunch of meters and abilities and shit on cooldown. And I mean, that's a little bit too much for me to keep track of. So I mean, most fights kind of came down to, it's like, yeah, I was gonna fucking throw out like everything I have and just try to survive, roll out of the way, and when attacks are incoming, and then kind of like mash buttons and shit. And if that doesn't seem to be going very well, it's like, oh, I'll try mashing different buttons or whatever. Like try something different, and just that worked out for me usually. I feel like you probably could like master that system, I guess. But you know, there's like tips for in game for fighting like each type of enemy. You unlock fucking like it's like new tips unlocked for fighting like whatever. You know, there's like a codex in the game it'll fill out. I didn't even fucking look at that once. You know, it's just like, yeah, I know myself too well. You know, it'd be, I'll probably say something like, you know, I was like, mudmen are weak to fucking whatever, a triple axle backwards fucking chain dive or some shit. And then it's like, all right, I'd look up the moves and find triple axle backward chain dive and fucking say, all right, so we get to hold R1, press back on the stick for 2 seconds, then press square or whatever. And then the next time I'd fight a fucking mud man, I just completely fucking forget about it and just start button mashing anyway. So fuck it, you know. I made it through the game fucking my way, the sloppy way, you know. It worked. There's a couple of realms that you unlocked. You unlock to doing side quests that are both surprisingly like unique and kind of frustrating to go through. The first one you get is just like a series of arena fights you have to do. Each fight is different win conditions. Like it's like, all right, we have to kill guys just with so like only certain moves will fucking hurt them or kill them or whatever. Or you have like a, you know, it'll be like a time limit, or they have so going out, these guys will regenerate health like really fucking quick, so you can only you only kill them with like finishers or whatever. And that was kind of fun for a while. Like, it's real fucking, like, arcadey. I did, like, 6 or 7 of those of the arena fights, and it's just cool. It's, like, a nice break, again, from, like, the rest of the game. It's just, like, just pure fucking combat and shit. But I think there's, like, 12... I think, yeah, I want to say there's, like, 12 different arenas you can do, you know, just, like, progresses. Like, it keeps getting harder and shit. But, after I did, like, 6 or 7 of them or whatever, just... it's like I kind of had my fill, you know what I mean? I want to like keep progressing in the main game, and just, you know, I'm not spend fucking hours doing that, just doing the arena fights and shit. So, by doing that though, you get like unique crafting materials. But from what I did, I mean, I had enough to fucking make like some kind of like legendary fucking whatever chest plate and gauntlets or some shit. I'm like, fucking, that's good enough, you know what I mean? So that's fine. Again, I've had enough of that. Keep moving on. Then the other like side realm there, it's like a randomized gauntlet where you're constantly taking poison damage while you're there, and there's a meter that fills up over time. There's like a poison meter on the bottom of the screen, and once that's full, you fucking die and you lose everything that you earned in there. So it's, you know, you're fighting your way deeper and deeper into this maze, pushing your luck, kind of. It's like, I can keep going, just see what else I can, you know, just keep trying to get more and more fucking shit. You're earning special souls, we'll call them, you know, just like these specialized like currency or whatever, which you can spend to again, you get enough of it, you can buy a different set of legendary armor. That realm does remind me of the Chalice Dungeons in Bloodborne quite a bit. Sorry. It's like a randomized fucking full of traps and shit. And just I just found that really fucking like difficult. Like, a little bit too much for me, the fucking, that poison realm there. It took me like 3 or 4 tries just to finish the first room that I was running into. Again, it mixes up a little bit each time you go in there, but it's fucking just, I just kept getting my ass kicked. I mean, there's high level enemies that you just fucking, they'll just fucking destroy you in a few hits, or there's like traps and shit. So you walk into a saw blade, you die instantly. It's it's tough. I mean, I wasn't that fucking invested into it. I'm like, it's like the Chalice Dungeons from fucking Bloodborne. Then I'm like, I didn't really like the fucking Chalice Dungeons either. It just seems kind of grindy, and I wasn't about to go. I'm like, I'm not gonna. It's like, I could probably get better gear somewhere else to do this. I'm like, I'm not gonna go grind somewhere else to upgrade my fucking gear level and armor and shit so I can come back here to grind even more in the fucking the poison realm here to get grind to get like gear, I guess, like different gear, I guess, like fucking, I don't know. I fucking hate that shit. It's cool that it's there for people who like fucking that, who like fucking just like the endless grind to get fucking like gear. But that's not me. Like I fucking hate that. I'm not a fucking loot person. I'm not a fucking gear grinder. So yeah, I mean, God of War is a fucking, it's a long fucking game. I mean, tons of shit to do, and it doesn't like drag on either. You know what I mean? It's just a long game, but it's just like pretty. I was never like fucking like, oh man, this is a fucking, except the grinding shit. But I just whatever, stopped doing that. So again, it's good about how I play fucking long games. Like you can do a couple story missions and do a few little side puzzles and shit. And then you can do a more involved side quest where you're fucking whatever, freeing these fucking dragons and fucking and go and try to fight a fucking Valkyrie and go grab some collectibles and shit. And you know, this is fucking a lot of fucking, there's no way in hell I was ever going to come close to getting all the fucking collectibles in the game. It's ridiculous how many there are. So yeah, I saw some fucking like green crows and shit. Odin's crows, and threw an axe at one of them. I killed one, and a little thing pops up. It's like, oh, you killed one of like 52 of them or something like that. I'm like, dude, there's no fucking way. Like, that's not happening. I'm not looking for those fucking things. There's chests everywhere. You gotta kind of figure out how to get to, and yeah, not to mention the gear where you need like, it's like, oh, that gear looks pretty cool. And it's like, oh, you need like specific materials to fucking craft it or whatever. And again, I'm not fucking grinding for these fucking materials. I'm not even going to fucking go and look up how to get them. Because it's fucking, again, it's like a billion different fucking materials all over, just like different places you can get them and shit. I'm just fucking like, yeah, I'm not doing that. But yeah, pretty early on, I knew there was no way I was even going to like attempt to like 100% the game. I was like, I'm not fucking doing that. But even the main story where, you know, again, you think it's almost over, and then like another leg of the journey opens up and another fucking giant plot thread gets introduced. And yeah, I mean, again, the goal from the beginning of the game is to scatter Kratos' wife's ashes from the highest mountain peak, and it's just, you know, it's just the journey to get there, and then the problems that he has to solve to do that, and you know, which involves fucking witches and gods and fucking giants and fucking giant snakes and shit. And through all that, I mean, nothing really reached like the height of fucking, again, just that boat ride was kind of like the peak of the game for me. Like nothing really quite matched that afterwards, and that was kind of the high point for me, I think. Not that the rest of it's fucking bad. It was just fucking like, yeah, nothing really just hit me like quite like that afterwards. And like the ending, the big reveal is, I'm getting ready for the fucking, the spoilers. This is the big spoiler, I guess. I mean, again, I didn't really fucking do much for me, but the end of the game is Kratos' son is Loki. And yeah, that's the big gotcha moment, which is, it's all right. I mean, it didn't really do that much for me. I mean, you get up to the fucking the highest mountain there. You're in the fucking the land of the giants. See a mural showing Kratos' journey up till that point. You know, like they had everything already fucking written out there up in the land of the giants. You know, it's like Kratos fucking going and doing his shit and just yeah, and then the last part of the mural is the last picture is his son killing him, and then he fucking just kind of turns to his son and says, like, fucking, you know, your mother wanted me to name you Loki or some shit, and it's fucking, all right, again, I don't think that's the best payoff. I mean, I get it, but it's just kind of like basically a setup for a fucking sequel, and who knows when or if or what the fuck that'll be. You know, as I was reading, fucking like, oh, you know, fucking they have the next five games planned out in this series. It's like, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. You know what I mean? But yeah, it's the journey that matters, I suppose. Is that what they say? Again, it was a very, very fucking good game. I mean, not a fucking masterpiece, I don't think, like some people are saying. Yeah, there's some fucking pretty big issues there, I think. I mean, the lack of fucking enemy variety, like the boss variety, is like, ah, oh, fighting a million fucking the same trolls and shit. way too many fucking collectibles and fiddly bullshit. Again, for a game that was all about like fucking like, oh, you know, it's one continuous uninterrupted fucking camera shot and fucking, oh, we're all about keeping you in the game, not breaking the immersion. Cool, but then you spend like an awful lot of time in the fucking menus and fucking socketing gems and comparing fucking like stats and shit and like all looking at the map and fucking following waypoints and yeah, it's way more fucking gamey than the older games were on that front. Which I didn't, again, it's kind of weird, but yeah, but overall, fucking excellent game. I mean, at the end too, lets you go back in the world and clean up anything you missed. But I don't know, like after I beat it, like after the fucking credits rolled, I mean, I didn't want to ruin that. I was like, oh, that was a fucking awesome game. It's like, I don't want to go and fucking have to go online and whatever, look up a fucking Odin's Crow map or some shit, or fucking just go grind in that shit for like 20 hours in the Poison Realm and shit like that. It's like, I was fucking satisfied when it was over. So, God of War, God of Games, if you ignore the corny fucking dwarves and the neon goo blood, anyway. Yeah, really, really fucking good. I liked it a lot. But more importantly, is the forest out of early access? So, yeah, yes, that's one of the longest running jokes on the show. I mean, besides the show itself. We every now and then we just like to go and check see if that horror survival, as opposed to survival horror, I guess, if that makes sense. Check on the forest. I mean, that's been fucking eternally in early access, never to be finished. So let's do that real quick. Check to see if the forest is out of early access. Holy shit! I got a fucking email here. This is breaking news. Can it be? That's fucking impossible. It says here, it says the forest is out of Steam early access. So I don't know what to do with myself. I don't know. I just fucking shut the show down right now. It can't be true. And that's got to be the fucking record. I think it's been 4 years. I've been waiting 4 fucking years for the fucking, not 4 years. The game's been in development. Like it was announced, but fucking 4 years. The game has been in fucking early access, which, I refuse to fucking take part in early access shit. So, yeah, now that it's out, I don't know. I don't know what to do. This game looks fucking gay. Nah, I'm kidding. It still looks pretty cool. I'm definitely gonna be playing the fucking The Forest this week, which sounds fucking weird to say. I'm gonna go shit myself, I think. Yeah, I'm also gonna be playing BattleTech. So, I played the first few hours of BattleTech yesterday, and I very well may have already fucked myself over pretty hard with that game. The game's no fucking joke. I was expecting it to be difficult and fucking complicated, and just, you know, looking at it, like, it plays like XCOM, and yes, it's one of those in-depth mech games where you're customizing like each fucking weapon port on the fucking Mac. I mean, you can add or subtract the, you know, 1 pound increments of armor to like each side of each individual fucking component of the Mac, and which adds or subtracts fucking weight. You have to buy and equip like the right type of ammo for each weapon you have there, and worry about heat usage. So it's like, you can add fucking heat sinks to cool it down, but then that adds weight, and which will slow you down, you know what I mean? Then it's like, you can add like custom symbols and fucking camouflage patterns to it and shit, and it's that type of game, like that really fucking in-depth, fucking really detailed shit, which I'm fucking terrible at. So I was expecting that going in. So I'm like, I'm really taking my time. I'm reading every bit of text the game gives you. It didn't help at all. I mean, most of what you're reading is lore. Very detailed, fucking dense lore about the politics of the BattleTech universe, the, you know, different houses, and you know, the history, the important wars that happened, important fucking people in the fucking in the history. It reminds me of fucking Dune a lot, like aesthetically, just how it's presented, and yeah, the politics is fucking like House fucking Harkonnen, House fucking Atreides, and the Trade Federation, and I don't know. I mean, I think I'm at the point in my life where I can only hold so many fucking fictional universes in my head. Then they start to blend together. I was just getting the hang of what the fuck was going on with Warhammer, and now this shit I got to learn, you know. If I try to fucking make sense of it and like really like fucking buckle down and like really really pay attention, I'm afraid I'm gonna forget like what a Krellian Corvette is, or you know, or what race was responsible for the Krogan genocide. You know, I'm old is what I'm getting at, and I barely have a fucking grasp on fucking real world politics, so let alone this fucking useless horseshit. Yeah, at least God of War was fucking, you know, at least that was like classical fucking, classic fucking mythology, you know what I mean? Where it's fucking everybody knows that shit. Most people know that shit anyway. So yeah, so I spent all this time fucking reading up on like the lore of Battletech, you know, making a character and fucking picking his background, which affects his stats, it affects some dialogue choices that you have throughout the game. So, and then you go to a tutorial mission, and it's like, I was surprised, like, how simple, like, the actual gameplay seemed, you know what I mean, where it's just fucking, so it's actually, like, fucking, at first, I'm like, this is actually a lot more basic than fucking XCOM. He's pretty much, the only options you really have is move your mechs and fucking fire, and that's about it, you know. There's a million different fucking stats and gauges and shit like that that you're looking at, but the way the gameplay, like the turns work, seems really strange. It seems like it's not like team based. It's just it's not like, all right, you move all your mechs during a turn, and then the enemy has their turn that they do. I think it's all just individually you do it. Like it's individual fucking initiative rolls. So if you have like a quick light, you know, real light mech, like it might be able to fucking like take two turns before anybody else does, you know what I mean? Before any of your other fucking guys get a chance to go. So maybe he moves two turns and then fucking, you know, an enemy moves one, then like one of your guys moves one, and then, you know what I mean? It's always individual. How are they fucking determined? Like, you know, dexterity, whatever the fuck it is. I don't know. There's a number there somewhere. I thought I was doing great on that first mission. They kept throwing shit at me where it's fucking like, oh, you know, you run into some friendly mechs and they turn, you know, they turn hostile, and take care of them. And I was taking out fucking like turret generators and fucking knocking dudes down and fucking stomping on them and shit. It's like, dude, this is fucking awesome. Like, I thought I nailed it. And, I took fucking like one of my, I think I had like four mechs on my side, and like one of them died. And I'm like, hey, you know what I mean? That should be fine again. I'm fucking like early on and shit. And, it's not like he was like that experienced, you know, he didn't have that high of a stats. Like, he was just like some dude, you know what I mean? Should be okay. Should be able to fucking replace him real quick. Then I get to like the strategy part of it. And again, it's still pretty much like XCOM at that point. You know, it's like the planning phase where you're in a ship that's like orbiting, or, you know, just in space somewhere. And, you know, you're taking contracts, you're planning like a long-term game plan, and you're hiring fucking mech warriors, repairing and replacing any like damaged parts on your fucking mechs and shit. And then you got to worry about paying your crew salary every month and putting injured pilots that go into the infirmary and shit. And it's like, Jesus Christ. It's like, after it's like all this shit, I'm like, dude, this shit's fucking overwhelming. It's like what I'm looking at here. The first mission that I thought I nailed, I mean, I'm like, I only lost that one guy, but really there were a lot of casualties. As it turns out, you know, it's going to take like 100 and something days to repair a few of the mechs, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, oh yeah, you survive, but your mech's so fucking damaged, it's going to take like forever to fucking repair it. And two of the fucking four pilots that you have, they're out of action for, you know, whatever, like a month or some shit. It's like fucking like, oh, you can hire more, but that's going to cost more money, and fucking everything costs money. So it's like fucking like, all right, well, I'm just going to guess I have to fucking repair what I can and pick up a contract. So, I'll just go out and fucking just do a contract so that I can make some money, I guess. And it says the easiest possible fucking, you know, the one I pick up, there's only like one available. So my God, it's still kind of like a tutorial type thing. They only give me like one choice. So, and it says it's fucking like the easiest possible fucking difficulty there. It's indicated by like skulls. Is how many skulls are there. And this is like half of a skull out of like a possible five or some shit. So it's like, it's probably just like another like mindless, like get your feet wet sort of fucking mission. Like that should be fine. So I go on that fucking contract, and I just get fucking like rocked. I only have fucking like three mechs I can bring in there, and the only other one that I have is fucking just like completely destroyed. So I'm like, yeah, it should be fine though. Like, it should be a fucking easy mission. I get dropped in. I fucking move forward a few feet with like my quicker mech, like my scout or whatever. And there's like a dozen vehicles, and you know, dozen vehicles there, fucking enemy mech. The one that I could actually see him, like the scout, like they all just fucking like turn and just like focus fire on him and just like fuck up his legs and shit, so he can't fucking move. And it's like, all right, well, I'll try to get my other two guys in there, but it's like, they're so fucking like slow, you know what I mean? It's about the scout gets fucking murdered, and then it's just fucking like downhill from there. My main character gets taken out. The other one there, like the third one that I have with me, the only one left I have is fucking, it does most of the heavy lifting and fucking, you know, kills all the targets I need to fucking to take out to complete the mission. But then she gets, you know, of course she gets all sorts of fucked up in the process too, and fucking like, and so it's like, all right, mission complete and shit. It takes me back to the menu, and it's like, all right, cool, here's the money you earned. It's like, cool, the money I just earned from this, from that mission, like, I don't think it's fucking nearly enough to cover the cost of the repairs I'm gonna have to do to the fucking, the mechs and shit. You know, and then I'm gonna have to fucking hire more pilots if I want to fucking attempt to do another mission while my fucking, like, injured crew that are on the fucking brink of death, like they're gonna be in recovery for fucking like hundreds of days or whatever, you know what I mean? So I'm like, dude, this isn't fucking good. But I'm like, all right, I'll try doing it anyway, see what I can do. And I'm already getting a big red fucking warning sign saying, oh, bankruptcy imminent, already, you know what I mean? Imminent. So yeah, so that's like after the first like real fucking mission. It's like, cool. So again, that's like the easiest possible mission I could have taken, and fucking like, I'm already going fucking like bankrupt, and like I think my campaigns are already fucking done, so I don't know. I like the combat. I mean, I think that shit's really fucking cool. I mean, it looks great. I'm all about giant fighting robots beating the shit out of each other and shit, but I don't know, I just hope everything fucking surrounding that isn't as fucking impenetrable as it seems right now. It's just like, maybe I just had shit luck, or it's just like, maybe I didn't, you know, maybe I don't understand something simple, you know what I mean? Like something easy I could do to like not get so fucked up, or maybe, I don't know, just keep going. Maybe if I go fucking bankrupt, like it won't be as big of a deal, you know, maybe it won't be like game over. Like, I don't know, we'll see what happens. Again, like I'm thinking like XCOM 2 or it's whatever the fuck that was. It's like, oh, you know, alerts high or whatever. And it's like, oh, and, but once that fucking goes, like you can still keep going and like get out of it. So I don't know, we'll see. Otherwise, it might be the shortest fucking game I've played in a while. The shortest fucking campaign I fucking played. I want to fucking like it. Like, I just don't know if I have the fucking autistic nerd chops for it. Speaking of which, a new Total War game comes out this week. It comes out in a couple of days. I think it might be out on Friday or some shit. Total War, Thrones of Britannia. I'll check that out. I mean, I think it's supposed to be a more like pared down, like focused strategy game, which is, that sounds more my speed. Whereas if I, it's like, no, this isn't like a full fucking like thing. It's not, I don't know, not like a full Total War game. It's like, it's like half the price or some shit. Which is like, I don't know, it's kind of like a chapter or whatever. You can just kind of get in there and fuck around, just do like the battles. It sounds like, which is fucking, again, more, might be more up my alley. Because apparently I'm fucking retarded. I don't know. So, yeah, don't forget to follow Grunt Free Press on retardedminds.com. You know what? I almost fucking played too. Speaking of fucking retarded, I was gonna check out that Fortnite game, which isn't that the new hotness that all the kids are into now, or they were a month ago. I don't know. Maybe nobody likes it now. I don't know. But yeah, I was looking into that. I'm like Fortnite. I don't know. I think it's free too. So I'm like, as a professional fucking games journalist, I figure it might be it's my job to keep up with all the trends. So maybe I'll check out Fortnite. And yeah, I watched about 2 minutes of gameplay footage from Fortnite for the first time ever. I'd seen like the ads for it and the little like GIFs of it and shit, and just like I'm like, I don't know, it doesn't look like my thing. Like it looks kind of like cartoony from what I saw. Again, it's from like still pictures and like little ads and shit. But yeah, seeing like actual gameplay, seeing it in action for the first time. Holy shit, the game looks gay as fuck. I don't think I can do it. Like, I don't think I can bring myself to fucking play that game if you fucking paid me. You know what I mean? Like, if you paid me to play it, I'd be like, I don't know, I'm all set. I can deal with, like, cartoon graphics if they're pleasant to look at. You know, like Overwatch, I was kind of doing the same thing. Like, that game was kind of stupid, but it was, I really liked Overwatch for the fucking month I played it. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool. It's like, I kind of like that it's different and it's nice and, nice cartoony graphics. Or, Mario Odyssey. Those games are, like, cutesy, but at least they look good for what they are. Fortnite just looks like shit. Like, that game just looks like gay shit. I mean, graphics aren't everything, you know what I mean? But fucking just like, what the fuck is wrong with you people? Like, why do you fucking subject yourself to that? It's like the game and the gameplay, it's that looks like fucking garbage. You're like, I just can't do it. So, speaking of gay shit, www.gruntfreepress.com is your home for exclusive, erotic, tasteful, all male Shizer videos. Podcast at gruntfreepress.com is the email address. Don't be a faggot. And yeah, again, we get all these other places now too, but again, I put the same gay shit out everywhere. So if you're hearing this, you know what I'm speaking. I'm speaking the truth. I mean, fucking, we got what? YouTube, Vimeo. I actually really did make a fucking Minds page, minds.com page, but I have no idea what the fuck that is or how it works. It seems like a scam. I was looking at it like this. I was like, boost your fucking viewership and blah, 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 and refer of people. And looking at it, I don't know. But anyway, I'm Absolute Deicide. Trust no one and watch your step.
All gods die! All gods speak! All gods lie! All gods forever wallow in slime! All gods before me swallowed by time! I am trapped in eternal time! I am the lost god! Nothing is mine! All gods before me was swallowed by time! I am the lost god! I'm no black one! The moon is gone! The moon is gone! Hanging by my tail! From the scrap of flesh I gnawed! I am trapped! Comes clouded and blacker, bleaker still. I become a piece of stone, heavy for the kill. I made you once, would slay you now. Bleeding, bulbous, bloated cow. Your continuance I can't allow. Die! Gorge on swill. Cum-sucking priests who can't get their fill. It's gone beyond hatred this time. You think that my
solo. Gira, a gira un po'. This dude play. The god is a whore. Marvel, Mercury, who cares anymore? Who? The creator, architect of war. Zoroaster and Jupiter, Yahweh and God, all gods are bloody, and all gods are wrong.